Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup Podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
Carlos, so when you said before the game you put Beatty in there for defense, you meant offense, right?
that's really good to see, man. Like, especially the at-bats against Crochet. The first one picking us up big time, you know, after second and third, nobody out, and two pitches, two outs there. And for him to come through there, and then I thought he hit a bullet right at the second baseman. And then that one in the seventh, I think it was, staying in there, going the other way, and coming through big time. It's just really good to see one of your young players perform and continue to play with confidence.
Now, there had been a lot of talk going into the game about McGill and just attacking the zone. Do you like what you saw out of him tonight?
Yes, 100%, especially with the fastball. You know, he didn't only get ahead with the fastball, he kept attacking, kept going. He got swing and misses. I think he punched out 10, only one walk. I thought he was really, really good. And we've seen that. When he's attacking, when he's in the strike zone, he can do that because he's got really good stuff.
This is a relief on multiple counts. I mean, not just one in the game, but coming through with runners in scoring position, hit a homer for the first time in a while here. It just seems like a lot of tension maybe let out.
Well, I mean, look, guys, when you're going through stretches like this, they want to come through so bad, you know, and at times it takes a little longer than what we would like to. But it was good to see those guys today not panicking, not that we have, you know, but just continue to play your game, continue to execute. And we came through today, you know. Lindor with a homer, first one in a while, you know, this is very rare. But overall, good team win. And now we got to go home and play against a good team.
Sorry. That's a spot where in the past you might have not used Beatty there. You might have, like, taken somebody like Nimmo off the bench. Why did you like that matchup, and why did you decide to keep him in?
It was more of a defense. You know, it was the matchup was going to be a tough matchup, especially for the lefties, you know. But I just obviously wanted to get Marte in there, wanted to get Vientos, and with the way Brett is playing defensively, I wanted to keep the defense in there, and I'm glad he paid off today.
What do you think has allowed Huascar Brazoban to basically put together a career year at just age 35 season?
Yeah, experience, but now he's getting comfortable here in this environment. You know, he knows that he's tough place, and he did it again today. Came in on a tough spot, bases loaded against pretty good hitter on Bregman there, and for him to execute that 3-2 pitch is pretty impressive. Continue to stay poised, calm, just not trying to do too much and executing pitching, and then he goes back out and gives us two more, I think it was. That was the game right there, you know. So, you know, he continues to put himself in good position, and we're going to need him.
You've continually expressed faith in Beatty even when things weren't going so well for him. But since he's been back, have you even maybe been a little surprised by how integral he's made himself here?
No, something that he's done that in the even when he, you know, he's struggling. Like, I feel like he's right there with his teammate. He's right there enjoying, you know, the game. It's hard because he wasn't getting results, but now, like, there's something about it, the way he's carrying himself, you know, on and off the field, in the clubhouse, like the way he prepares. And even when he's 0-4, you could see the way he's playing defense. Like, that's what you want to see out of everyone, and especially your younger players.
You got the Dodgers coming in. What kind of challenge is that going to bring?
we were what? I feel like, so we had the Yankees, we had Boston, now we got the Dodgers. You know, like, that's, I've been saying it, that's the big leagues. We're a good team. We're a good team, too. We'll be ready for them. They're good. Obviously, they beat us last year in the NLCS, and they added a lot more people. So we did the same thing. So it'll be a fun matchup there.
What's your assessment of that switch-up you did in the top four in the lineup? How did that work out for you?
Fine, you know. I thought we got the matchups we wanted there, especially against some of the lefties. Marte, Juan came with the bases loaded. Yeah, he just, you know, different look, and he worked out today.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
...that makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.